Today's letter comes to us from Little Laura. Little Laura writes in, "Dear George G., what are you most concerned about? Are you most concerned about tariffs, the declining dollar, market volatility, trade wars?" Oh my goodness, Little Laura, there sure is a lot to be freaked out by, a lot to be worried about. And none of that matters. It just doesn't matter. It one day could matter, but I tell you what, Little Laura, unless you have personal financial security, unless you're currently enjoying personal financial security, you ought not. You're better served to not be paying attention to that stuff at all. So it just really doesn't matter. Because if you don't have financial security, that means that you are financially at risk. And at some level, I get it. We're a bus away from none of it mattering. I could step out onto the street, cross the road, get hit by a city bus, and it would be all over. Or I could get really sick. And there's so many different things that are beyond our control. There's so many different aspects of our lives that are uncertain. And of course, all of life is impermanent, making nothing matter but everything matter. Before I get too esoteric here, or whatever the correct term is, that stuff just doesn't matter. It matters, but it doesn't. And if you really want that to matter, then we need to get all of our finances in order so that we are probably going to experience the level of success that we want. And once we have all those things in order, everything's lined up, we're going to be okay. Then we can start worrying about tariffs and trade wars and what Medicare is going to be like and Social Security and the stock market volatility and foreign wars and the declining US dollar and Bitcoin and all of that good stuff. But until we get there, they just don't matter. And all they're doing is just distracting you and me, whoever else is not financially secure, from doing the things that it takes to actually get there. So those are massive worldwide events. Then we have, obviously, inflation, the cost of housing, student loans. There are an awful lot of things to be concerned with. And those matter more, but it still doesn't matter unless you've done what you need to do to position yourself, your family, your loved ones for financial success. I want everybody, I want you to get whatever version of financial success that you desire. If you want to be filthy rich, I'm here for it. Just want to stop worrying about money. That sounds great. But it's all up to us to be doing the things that we need to do. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't problems and I wish that things were different, but I mean, what can I do with that? I hope that things are going to change. I wish that XYZ did LMNOP. That's fine. Great. We need to do the things that we need or can do, control the controllables that we have to get the things that we want. So, all that matters is your financial security. That is what matters. What if this? What if that? Nobody likes uncertainty. We're looking for guarantees, but those are really few and far between. I just was thinking about, have been thinking a lot about the difference between a guarantee and a probably. Guarantees, they are great. We human beings really seek certainty. We crave it. We look for meaning. We look for understanding. So it's not a surprise that everything going on in the world is pretty brain-breaking right now, because I just said what we want and what we have are very, very, very different things. You know, it used to be that you'd have a pension and a little bit of Social Security when you retired. And those are some pretty solid guarantees. Obviously, just me working at a company for 20 plus years does not guarantee that I'm going to have a long healthy retirement, but probably because the financial piece is at least taken care of. And more uncertainty now that it's on me to provide for my own financial security, safety, for me to fund my own retirement versus having that defined benefit pension plan that we used to have. But now that burden falls on me. So by very nature of what a defined contribution plan is, which is your 401k, the money that I have or that I will have at some point in the future when I'm 65 years old or whatever, that's all going to be money that I put into the account. And then hopefully that money grew. The investments performed well. And so, yeah, I put in $500,000, but it grew to $1 million, whatever. So there's no guarantees that any of those things are going to happen, but there are probablys. And when we're looking for things that are within our control, it makes sense to be focused on those probablys. So what are some probablys when it comes to your personal finances? Is it are probablys rates of return? Well, I suppose that historically you can look at large cap mutual funds in the United States over the past 20 years and see what the performance has been, and then look forward, say, okay, based on what's happened 20 years, for the last 20 years, I can sort of assume, make assumptions or projections on what my investments will do for the next 20 years. So there's that, but it probably is more, I have control over what my savings rate is versus my rate of return. I have a ton of control over how much I'm actually saving. If I'm saving nothing, living paycheck to paycheck, maybe even going backwards, then I have a negative savings rate. But if I can get to the point where I'm saving 5%, and 6th and 7th and 8th, 10%. If I can get to the point where I'm saving 20%, well, again, there's no guarantees, but it's probably going to work out for me. Probably is going to work out for me. What about my credit cards? Well, if I'm currently using credit cards and rolling balances over from month to month, I am dramatically hurting my chances of becoming financially secure and then one day pursuing financial security, or rather success, flourishing, abundance, whatever you're interested in. So do I have control over that? Well, yeah, I can gain control over that. I can't speak to your personal financial situation. I can't speak to your spending behaviors, your consumption behaviors, your lifestyle choices. I don't know about that. But I know that for the most part, it's within your control. Unless you're being forced to do certain things with your money, you are choosing to do those. And this whole probably thing, it cuts both ways. If you save and invest money over the next 40 years, you're probably going to be financially successful. But if you do not save money over the next 40 years, you're probably going to be in a really bad situation. That might be a guarantee. If you save zero money, can almost guarantee you will never have financial security. You will never have financial abundance. So let's position ourselves for success. And obviously, the first step to that process is let's find financial security. And let's talk about things that are well within my control, that if I do them, I'm probably going to be successful. Probably going to be successful. So step number one, you already know what it is. We have to get a clear picture of what it is that we want. If you don't want to call it goal setting, then don't call it goal setting. Think about your vision for your future, your wants. What is it that you want? We're talking about money, what are your financial wants? What are your financial goals? You need to go through that exercise. And I know that it's not easy necessarily. So if you're interested, you can take advantage of our free goals course. You can go to moneyalignmentacademy.com, go to courses. You'll find the goals course. You'll also find our values course. And if you want to read a book about it, you can download a copy of the purpose book And there's not a cost. You can go to the Purpose Book course and get a copy of that as well. And that'll help you through the whole process. So, but that's so within your control. You can get a pen out, get a piece of paper, and you can write down what it is that you want. You can write down your goals. And then from there, we need to keep a household budget. So if you keep a household budget, are you guaranteed to be successful? No. But you're probably going to be more successful than if you didn't. If you track your cash flow, if you're looking at all of your different transactions, how you're spending your money, how you're allocating your most valuable resources, one of those being money, is that going to guarantee your success? No, but that's probably going to put you in a far better position. Then we need to explore whatever hangups we have about money. If you're a person who constantly says, I'm just not that good at money, well, that's really going to hinder your ability to become financially secure and successful. So you can think about a financial hangup as it's another version of a limiting belief or some kind of a negative money script or narrative that you have in your head about your relationship with money, how you interact with it, where you came from, where it is that you're going. And my recommendation, because you get to choose, is that you choose to be moving towards a financial life that is far better than it is today. If you believe that your financial future will be better than your current situation or your past, you're probably going to be better off financially. But if you feel like it's not going to be, well, then you're probably not going to be good financially. So worrying about or thinking about, rather, considering, exploring, interrogating any hangups that you have with your money. Are you in control of being able to pay yourself first? If you are making a positive contribution to some financial account the first of every month, and you did that for the rest of your life, every month for the rest of your life, does that guarantee your financial success? No, but you're probably going to be better off than if you didn't do that. Okay, so these are probablys. I budget, I set goals, I think about any money hangups that I have, I pay myself first, I manage my cash flow, I do all of these things. So I guarantee anything? No. But probably, you're probably going to be better off. You're probably going to be in a great financial situation if you do these things. So again, I want you to enjoy, get, have whatever version of financial success that you want, but we're never going to get there until we have financial security first. So I want to go through these steps, and you probably heard me talk about it before, but it just bears repeating. It bears reinforcing. It bears hearing it in a different way. It's going to motivate you or catalyze you to do or act a little bit differently with your money. So how do we find financial security? Number one is have to get $1,000 saved up. This needs to be in an account that's separate from your everyday checking account, because I don't want to spend this money. This is special money. This is the beginning, the seeds of my fully funded emergency fund. Financial security. Seeds. We're preparing the soil, cultivating the soil. Put the seed in there, cover it up, a little water, a little sunshine, maybe sing it a song. Is that going to guarantee? No. You're probably on your way now. Get to $1,000, that's enough to cover most minor emergencies. Next step, I talked about paying yourself first. You've got to get in the habit of paying yourself first. The whole key here is we have to know what matters. We have to know what must be done in service of what matters. We then have to do those things and then create habits out of doing these things. And then what we've done is we've made a bunch of probablys. We've created a bunch of probablys for ourselves. So step number two is you pay yourself first. If you've got a 401k at your company, start putting money in that, even if it's at 1%. Open up an IRA, an individual retirement account. Start making monthly contributions in the first of every month. It should be a comfortable amount, but a meaningful amount. I don't want you to stretch yourself. This is why we have to know what our budget is. We have to know what our cash flow is, so you know how much you can afford to be saving or how much you need to be cutting, so that you know here's how much you need to be saving. And then once you've done that, I want you to get to 1 month's worth of your expenses saved up. So this demands that I know how much my monthly expenses are. And I make a plan for, okay, based on my budget, I know that I can be allocating $500 a month or $200 a month or $50 a month to this account. And if my monthly expenses are $2,000, okay, so that's going to take me, 3 months to be able to save that up. Okay, great. And then I execute on that plan. Incredible. So I prove it to myself. Okay, I can get $1,000 saved up. I can open an account or I can enroll in my 401k. And I've got a month's worth of expenses saved up in this account too. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm probably going to be more successful than I was a minute ago. Next step, if I've got credit cards, it's time to attack and eliminate that credit card debt. Enough. There are fewer things right now that are worse than credit card debt. It just follows us around everywhere. So we need to make a plan. Now, so are you guaranteed to be able to pay those credit cards off? No, but if you make a plan, you understand your balances, you understand how much now you can allocate towards those balances, figure out roughly how long it's going to take, and then you put that plan into action. You stick to it. You develop grit and tenacity. You're showing yourself that you can make a plan. You can stick to it. So many virtuous things are happening. Financial confidence, self-confidence. That's a beautiful thing right there. However long it takes, it could take you a couple of years to get out of credit card debt, but that's worth it. These are investments. These are investments that are probably going to help you find the level of financial success that you're looking for. Then once you've done that, then I want you to get to 6 months worth of living expenses saved up in your emergency fund. So it starts with 2 months, then three, then four, then five, then six. And I know how hard that is. I know it's a lot of money. But I also know that once you've accomplished these steps, once you've executed on each one of them, that's financial security right there. Not only have you eliminated all your credit card debt, you've been saving money along the way for 6 months, or for rather however long it's taken, 2 years, 3 years, and you've got 6 months worth of cash, which is your fully funded emergency fund, 6 months worth of your expenses. Now, does that guarantee your financial success? No, but probably you are positioned to now start saving and investing and pursuing other financial priorities. Then, now that you've gotten so good at focusing and keeping your eye on the prize, keeping your eye on the ball, I decided this is what I'm going to do. I've done it. Now it's making sure that my top priorities remain my top priorities. So from here, it could be time to buy a house, time to save money for kids' education, time to supercharge our retirement, time to buy a Ferrari. I don't care. You decide. You decide what matters. You determine what must be done in service of what matters. You do those things. And then the holy grail of all of it is creating success rituals out of doing those things. A success ritual is simply marrying a habit with a routine. So on a monthly basis, an example of this is running a monthly money meeting. If you're curious how to do that or what that is, a couple episodes ago, I released an episode a couple of shows ago on doing exactly that. Perfect example of how to do it. So all of this stuff, there are no guarantees, but there are probablys. And I want as many probablys as I can. I want to find guarantees out there. I just know that the very nature and fleeting existence of human beings and our lives and all of the things make it so that there's just not a lot of guarantees out there. But again, there are probablys. So how do we get more of those? How do we position ourselves for success? You do that. And then, little Laura, you could start worrying about trade deficits and tariffs and the declining U.S. dollar and everything else. But until I get there, none of that matters. And it's just distracting you. It is taking your energy, your resources, and applying them to places that they ought not be applied. True. It was true when I said it the first time, and it's true right now. I'm never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So you have to act accordingly.